You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. The sun is out, guys. People are on boats having a good time. And I'm lucky to get some really great entrepreneurs here on the show, if you're following the show. And today's no exception. Before I get to my only guest today, I wanted to just give a shout out to everyone in Buffalo, New York. We have some people that have been on the show here. Rosalind Cash Myers, our author and friend, and a lot of other people that we are going to be featuring in the documentary, the Pandemic Project documentary. Lots of beautiful people. Special shout out and lots of love from California, from the Startup with Monique Leray, as they navigate this tragedy. And, you know, so many times it's happened, and we really just have to take this anger that we feel and the sadness that we feel and, you know, let it reflect our votes and let it reflect our decisions in government. And this isn't a political show, but I think that some things are that important and we must speak about it. So here at the Startup with Monique Leray, we are all for the gun control reform, something that will help get these things under control as much as we can. So lots of love to them. And guys, a couple announcements before we bring on our guest. And basically we've got a few weeks left for the MTV Celebrity Gifting Suite. That's happening in June, early June. We would love to have any new brands that would like to come out and be featured in the swag bags or on our gifting tables. So if people want to join us, give us a shout on Instagram. You can follow me at The Startup with Monique Leray, or you can email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. But without further ado, I have the most wonderful lady here today. I can't even believe it. Founder, owner, beautiful all around, fun human being, Christy Buss. What's up, Christy?
Monique, I am so glad to be here. Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful Sunday. Yes. I'm out in Laguna Beach area on a boat, just like so blessed. And just like what you said about the tragedy that happened in Buffalo, we just all need to be understanding of our blessings that we have every day. And hopefully, you know, the hate in our world will just slowly just dissipate, because it's so important to just love in general.
That's right.
Just love. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
right. And I love the way that you're celebrating your day off on a boat in Laguna. I love it. You're right here in my backyard. And, you know, that's right. You've got to counter the hate with love and enjoying yourself. And speaking of love, your brand has been a work of love since I've met you a couple years ago. I know you were working on it longer than that. Why don't you tell the viewers and listeners who you are in case they aren't familiar with you, and tell them about Keto Skin.
Okay. Well, my name is Christy Buss, and I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years. I own my own dance studio, and I was in my dance field for over 28 years. I choreographed for daytime television, many things that happened around the world I choreographed. But for me, down the road, I had my own talk show like you have, a little bit different, but it was you know, bring on guests that talk about her in the show. And she was a beautiful woman who was an entrepreneur that owned her own business of med spas in San Diego at the age of 30. And I was so intrigued by that, because I knew
yes.
that her, what she had, that was how your skin mattered. And I took on that, because as me as a dancer, I always took on myself of my body being my instrument. And I knew I needed to take care of it. But in the bigger yes. picture of taking care of your skin is the biggest organ. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to be a part of this. And over 4 years ago, because I've been in the industry of dance for so long, I knew I needed a new passion. And the passion of skin was really something important to me. Because if you're taking care of your skin, you're probably taking care of your body inside and out. And so I love that aspect. So about to go to seminars and things that had to do with skin. I got involved with that, and I wanted to, from there, develop my own skincare line. And that's how Keto started. And I'm just so thrilled with it, but on a different level of skincare, because there's a million, million skincare lines out there, let's be honest. So I had to be different. I had to be disruptive. And so I found a way to disrupt the industry by using the skincare as something that we need to do to be passionate about ourselves, love ourselves, and self-indulge. And that's where keto, from the word hedonism, came about. Hedonism is based on self-indulge, self-love, self, you know, passion to yourself. And I was in love with that. So that's how I started Keto Skin.
I love that, Christy, and, you know, the way that you've incorporated things you've done with that, you know, because you can break down some of your passions and look at it in a different way, and you can come up with a whole new brand, you know. I think that that's smart, and you're right. We have many people that come on and talk about skin and it being an organ. It's sometimes overlooked as an organ. You know, we just kind of take it for granted.
And isn't our and within ourselves of being a big organ, it's about touch, it's about feeling, and so skin is about that feeling of, you know, just, you know, that feeling that you get when you have touch. And so we made keto, like, we want it to be so important to you that it's like your other significant other, which is our trademark. And that means that we want it to be your partner in crime, your partner in passion of yourself. And with that, that's how the brand and the whole storyline of what makes us different about a skincare line. It's not just about the results, because the results are going to be there. We have a medical grade FDA approved product, but it was something that made it be different about, you know, learning to make that, as much as you get in a relationship with somebody else, man, woman, you know, same sex, it doesn't matter, because my brand is unisex anyway. But if you fall in love with yourself, that brand is going to be a part of you on a level that any other skincare line is about, you know, rubbing it on your face. No, we want it to be so much more than that and have an experience of helping yourself. I love that, Moni.
I love that too, Christy. And you know, the keto portion of it, I knew it was hedonism. I knew that's where it derived from. But when I went to your website, I had the pleasure to navigate that when you launched it. I guess it's been like 14 days now, maybe 20 days now since you lost it, launched it.
Yeah, we did. I really wanted to make that happen because the passion for, you know, yourself and mother, you know, having even a relationship with your, you know, a daughter to a mother. That's very important, and we wanted to have that feeling. So that website needed to get out others, and that was really
And what a gift! It was a gift to everyone, even if you weren't a mother. It was like, you guys, I want you to go to Hedo, www.hedoskin.com, because it is a work of art.
No,
it is. It feels like.
Can I say it's Hedo.co? So there's no keto. Keto and
even
co.
Better.
So we're keeping
even better. Keto.co, guys. I love .co. That is the future anyway. I have a couple of those as well. But you have to check out. We'll let you do a proper plug here in a moment, Christy. But your website. Yeah, go ahead.
No, seriously. Like, I want to tell me, because.
Yeah. We're having a little bit of a time glad here, but I'll just say that it is, it felt like a play or like a scene in a movie. Like each slide, I felt like I was watching like performance art on my screen on the web browser. I don't know. It was something really, really neat. You guys should check that out.
We wanted it to be an experience and just romance and luxury, all that. It's not just about medical grade. You know, it gets boring. Like, that doesn't, we wanted it to be such more than that. And so I'm so glad you're telling me that, because it took a long time to get this to that level, you know? And we're still, you know, taking it out to make it be even better. But the main thing is, we want the experience for you, you know, to, you know, learn about yourself and love yourself enough to understand that if you're taking care of yourself on all levels, not just food, not just rest, really understand that whatever you put in your skin matters, and that's important.
Beautiful. And your skin reflects that. Christy, I would love for you to give the viewers, I'm putting you on the spot here, the viewers and listeners a little bit Yeah, if you didn't mind sharing a little of your personal skin regimen, because you have such a glow, your skin's always well kept when I see you. What? And I know it's not just once in a while. No, this is a daily routine for you. What do you do? What is your? Give us some secrets here.
Well, number one, I feel like even before skin, you need to sleep. You sleep. Benefit from the products that you and the food that you've so those three important. That's what I needed to do also.
Water sleep.
On stage,
yes.
Up to the age of 50 something, and I'm 53 now. I don't go on stage anymore. But up to in my 50s, I was still dancing on stage, and so. To take care of that instrument is so important. I do this when it comes to skin and skincare. So what I do is, you know, I actually do exercises with my face too. And so I think that everything in your face, there's so many muscles in your face, and everything drops, right? Because that's what happens to our body if we don't work out. You know, we get flabby. So that's what your face does. It falls.
Yes.
So exercising your face is very important. And I use an instrument to, you know, take blood to your skin. And I think a good cleanser is so important. We have the best cleanser, I can't even tell you. And then I mix it up a little bit. So it's the same. It's almost like a workout. You can't keep doing it all the time. You have to try to assist. Okay, that's different. And it reacts.
You know what, Christine, we're getting a little choppy here. Why don't we have you log off and call right back in? And while you're doing that, I'm going to do some plugs. So, yeah, so come. Christy's going to come right back and give us that last little part. Sam, go full screen on me, please, for a moment. And so while Christy's doing that, you guys, I want you to check out www.hedo.co. And please follow Christy at Hedo Skin on Instagram, okay, HEDOSKIN, and if you want to follow me, if you're not following me on Instagram, it's at Monique Lorae Stinson, MoniqueLoreStinson, it's a long one, or at Capricorius Media, that's Capricorn and Aquarius together, media, that's my media brand that puts out a lot of these brand placements and events and tie-ins. And you can also follow us here on the podcast page on Instagram, at The Startup with Monique Lorae. While Christy is calling back in, I wanted to give you guys the heads up. It's our last trip for the pandemic film. I've been going around the world, and now we're finally almost done. Save the best for last. But we'll tell you about that as soon as we're done with Christy. There you go. There's Christy. Woo-hoo, part two. Hi, girlfriend.
Thanks, Mooney.
Can you hear me okay?
About that. Yeah,
No problem. It's technology.
I heard you the whole time, so I apologize. But you I was talking about the regime and everything, but you know, all the products do what they do because you can see that. I want to bring up the pandemic. What was important to me even this last weekend, Monique, is my niece just got married, you know, and she was supposed to get married in September, and her boyfriend, who's only 30 years old, her fiance, you know, caught COVID, and literally went on a ventilator and was almost not here. And if he wasn't flown to another hospital, he wouldn't have made it. So last week,
they didn't have the ventilator.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Because they probably did not have the ventilator at the other hospital. Is that what you're saying?
They just didn't have the proper equipment or whatever it took, you know, to keep him on a regime to give him, you know, I don't even know. They needed him to a better hospital, obviously. And this past weekend was so important because he was, you know, we don't know who it's going to affect, because you're talking about
Say that again, Christy. Repeat that last statement, will you?
Yes, he was a coach at a very high level college that was a leader of lacrosse and a very big champion of every year. And he got COVID, and it didn't go well. And he had to be rehabilitated. Almost took 6 months for him to be able to walk.
Wow.
And it took a team for him to be where he is today. And so wow. The pandemic and whatever, you know, people just don't understand what it can do to affect anybody. It did affect my family. So this past weekend and having a wedding with my niece and her fiance was a big moment for me.
Yes. Oh, my God. I wish I had known that backstory before, but I'm glad that you shared it with me now and our viewers and listeners. And I think we have to really just lean into that message, which is you've got to just enjoy today. You have to. And kudos to his team. And it's more than a wedding, right? It was just kind of a show of like, I can put my mind to rehabilitating. I mean, wow. I want to speak with you more offline about it. Speaking of our final trip coming up for the pandemic film, where all ties in, Sam, go full screen on Christy. Christy, why don't you go ahead and give your plugs of how people can find Hedo, and I'm going to go grab some Hedo products. So Sam, we go full screen on Christy. Oh.
There I am. Okay, so I'm very happy to be here. Monique, thank you for having me. My website is wbhedoskin.co. I'm on Instagram at Hedo Skin, and my personal Instagram is at Christy C. Bus. And you know, I would love anybody that would love to try the product, just let me know. You can DM me and say you're on the show, and we'll do something very special for you. But if you try it, and it's very difficult to change maybe something you've done, a regime, but change is okay, and to see the difference of what that particular product could have been versus what it, what Hedo could do for you is a big deal. And so that's what you want to change. Just go ahead and try it because you're going to love it.
Speaking of which, everybody, I have my Hedo. Oh. I had a little inside treat. Let's see if I can get it up here where you can see it without the glare. This is the Sea Serum, everybody. You know, let me turn down my light so everybody can see it. There you go. That's the beautiful Christy Bus. That was the original logo. She's been playing around with it, guys, to what you see now on her website. Now, this is the Sea Serum. Why don't you tell everybody about this Sea Serum and what they'll get with the reinvented portion of it now?
Okay. Okay, nothing's changed in terms of the ingredients, but let me tell you about that Brightening Sea Serum. There's a lot of Brightening Sea Serums on the market, but there's nothing as, you know, concentrated as vitamin C as that line. Everybody dilutes their vitamin C, and they but more than anything, it's a protection. I'm in the sun right now, so it's a sunscreen. It's a natural sunscreen, and it defies all the free radicals and all the things that happen to you with your skin in terms of, you know, negative things that make your skin age or cancer or anything like that. So it's a beautiful line serum. And
I love
you're
it.
You're going to love it.
It smells good, too. It smells, now that it was pure sea syrup, like citrus, I'm going to have to put even more on. I love
it. What you do is when you do it, you just pat it. Just pat it, and let it just soak in. Yeah.
Okay.
Monique, perfect, like that. Perfect. Yeah.
I'm really putting it on my neck, Christy, because I'm having a trouble with my neck area. I really don't want wrinkles there. I have this phobia about neck wrinkles.
So, what the heck are you talking about?
I'm so scared of neck situations, flappy necks. I don't know why. It's hands and necks when you get older, you know?
Yeah, hands and neck. But you know, it's all about prevention. So if you do, and you know what, for me, Monique, and Sam's here to help us be on live, but guys need this just as much as women.
Yeah, you know, come on, guys.
They have problems with their skin because they don't do anything. They pretty much wash their face, do their hair, and their body with one thing, you know, a 3-in-1.
With the shampoo. I know.
and it's not good for you. And plus, all those things probably have a lot of chemicals in it. So with Hedo, there's no artificial colors, no artificial fragrances. It's non-toxic chemicals, and it's FDA and just really good FDA-approved products from scientists that really understand and make it be the best that it can be for your skin. So guys out there, you need these products. And I have a men's line and a women's line, but they're unisex. Anything that you see on the women's side can be for the guy, for sure.
It doesn't look girly at all, guys. It looks neutral. You won't have a problem with it. What you said about that. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, with that, you know, don't be afraid to use it, guys, because you're not going to feel fluffy or you're not going to feel fragrance on it. It's just going to penetrate and protect your skin. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. You know, with the effect, because when I used to work in the fitness industry, we would talk about supplements and it being a pharmaceutical grade. And that was always something interesting and something that was attractive because it was another layer of eyes, another layer of approval, another layer of protection of what you're putting in your body. And not a lot of supplements can say a pharmaceutical grade. So this is kind of a pharmaceutical grade for skincare, if I'm not mistaken. Exactly. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes. And you know what? I am very, Monique, you know me. I'm very, very into organic and clean everything. But I looked into the organic level of skincare. But there's nobody checking that. So
no, it's scary.
What they say it does for you, who knows, right? And it's just products that, but who knows if it's really doing anything to help your skin versus you putting out money to maybe feel good for a second. It doesn't do anything. So that's why I didn't go all the way organic. What we have is natural preservatives because I have citrus in my ingredients, some papaya, some pineapple, you know, grapefruit extract. So it does need some, but it's clean preservatives. So we needed that. So that's the only thing that I can say that I didn't go fully organic because their products are not saying that they can do what they do because nobody, like you said, like you just quoted, is like it's not tested. Nobody knows.
Yeah, and you know, I think that there can be some balance there. If you go full, like when I go to the organic section, thank goodness we have options. But when I go full organic with my vegetables, I know that if I don't eat them in the next 3 to 4 days, they're going to go bad. So sometimes fully organic might not be the best for everything. I think having a little bit of something as balance could be good. You know, you take an antibiotics, maybe it's good to take a probiotic, you know? So I believe in balance in things, right? I mean, this is a probiotic for your skin, guys. You know.
Right. As long as there's no toxic chemicals, we're okay. And that's the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
So we want it to penetrate and we want it to work. So that's the most important thing. And again, for guys, it's so important for you to really take care of your skin. That's why my line is unisex. I have so many great products for guys that can intermix with the women. And if they take care of their skin, I have football players using my products and they absolutely can't believe how much it helps their skin. Because they don't want to age either.
Really
you know, Monique, they don't,
what?
They don't want to age.
No, they don't. They want to keep that muscular situation inside and out. They want it to be beautiful. I know they do. Head to toe.
They always want their face to look really, really good. So
yeah,
you know,
those press junkets.
they want to look good and they want to look good for a long time because they used to be, you know, stars in the industry like football and they used to be the football guy. But when they start getting their 40s and 50s, they want to maintain that. And I have so many players that use the products that just go, wow, you're really helping me. So,
well, Christy, I love that you're able to say that. You're able to, from the dance realm, from, you know, also from your history with basketball, with football, with all kinds of entertainment. And who knows next, you know? Maybe you're going to be doing skin for Broadway. I mean, I don't know. This is awesome, you know? And
I'm ready. We're going global. We have so many interests in Africa, Australia, Canada, the UK, China. Everybody's going for Hito. And so I can't wait for it to be everywhere. And that's a global name. And then we want to, you know how you wore your shirt? I want to have a...
All right, you guys. I think that the boat party took Christy over there. That was Christy Buss from Hito Skin, guys. Check her out. And I want to say thank you so much for making time. Listen, it's a Sunday, right? It's 4:00. People are out having fun. As entrepreneurs, you have to steal those moments when you can. So calling people up and having them be on my show on Sunday is always a challenge. So I really do appreciate her making time in her boat party and having fun to introduce Hito, reintroduce Hito to us. And you guys, check it out. It is really, really phenomenal. I actually think that I underestimated just how much like citrus is in there. It's truly purely almost like 90%, I believe. Would she tell me a couple additives in here? Amazing. I'm gonna have to use even more of this every day and put this in my regimen. I have a lot of great skincare because there's some great people out here on the market. Shout out to Chrissy Bus from Hedo. Thank you so much for that. And guys, if you are in the, okay, this is random. I'm being back to make sure. If you're in Iceland or know anyone in Iceland, I know that that's a strange request. If you know anyone in the Ibiza, you say it like that with a lisp, Ibiza, right? Ibiza, Spain area, Casablanca, Morocco, Accra, I think it's Accra, Ghana, or Johannesburg, South Africa. That's where we're going next for the film. we're marking off all the, as many countries as we can and as many continents as we can to speak to as many people as we can about the now endemic section that we are in this once in 100 year event that we're calling the pandemic. And we are really just proud to make this, you know, our last trip. I'm so grateful for everyone that's been on this journey with us and supported this effort. And you're going to be seeing many more announcements of private screenings. We have one coming up in Las Vegas this summer. And then I think we're going to do one in New York City, probably this winter, actually. I think I'm going to be out. It's been some extended time in New York and do that there. Also, we have the drag brunch backed by popular demand. Matt Sarafa will be grand marshaling, as we call it, even though it's not a parade, but he'll be grand marshaling the drag brunch on June 26th at La Casa del Camino's Commodore restaurant in beautiful Laguna Beach. You guys have to make it out here. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. We are up and running with the sales. We're hoping to sell out. It was a hit last time. The bottomless mimosas, appetizers like a charcuterie or veggie platter, music, and of course the drag queens will be giving you a drag show. You get a little gift bag from us as well, and just a day of love during Pride Month. Everybody's welcome with an open heart, and that's the kind of afternoon we want to have more of, rather than people get mauled down in supermarkets, right? So we're going to be celebrating love and unity that day. So if you're a part of that and you want to express that, you can come on down, grab a ticket. We'd love to have you. So what else? I think that's it, guys. The film, the gifting suite, the drag brunch. I think that's it. I mean, I have a few other things brewing, but we'll get to that. Also want to shout out my sponsors. Thank you so much, La Casa Del Camino in Laguna Beach here, and Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you so much, Leah Solberg, for your continued support on this channel. I think my banner will be here next weekend, guys. I think I finally got it, but I figured, you know, plain is better than whatever. So there we go. So it had to be just right. So if it's not just right, I'd just rather have this plain background. Thank you to Lady Ray J. Shout out Missouri there. TOVLK Radio in Missouri. Shout out in St. Louis. What else? I think that's it. Guys, again, follow me on Instagram. Let's get these numbers up. At The Startup with Monique LeRae. It's a long title. Or at Capricorn Media. Or at Monique LeRae Stinson. And if you do have a story and you want to be featured in the documentary, you can email me, capaquariusmedia, that's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And shout out to Sam, our station owner and producer. Love you, Sam. Congratulations. Sam got married, guys. Yes, I'm telling everybody, Sam. You look happy in your picture. All right. More love, right, Sam? More love in the world like that. So shout out to that and to Sam and his love. All right, guys, as usual, what we start up today, we'll see you next week. Be well and be good to each other.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.